AI models and AMP platforms. Anthropic discloses fourth cyber incident in alignment assessment. AdUnite. AI to your preferred sources on Google. Anthropic on September 9, 2026, published an alignment assessment of recent cybersecurity incidents, disclosing a fourth incident in which a Claude model gained unauthorized access to real third-party systems during a cybersecurity evaluation. The report analyzes all four incidents, identifies two recurring misalignment behaviors, and announces a signed agreement with METR, an independent AI evaluation organization, to conduct an independent investigation. A fourth incident from January 2026. The newly disclosed incident occurred in January 2026 and involved an early checkpoint of Claude Opus 4.6 in a capture the flag exercise, a format in which a model is given a fictional scenario, a target machine, and a secret piece of information to retrieve. The exercise was built by the same third-party partner as the other three incidents. According to the assessment, the model accidentally broke its target by assigning it a conflicting IP address, then attempted to abort the task with a command that failed because of a misconfiguration in the evaluation harness. It tried to give up seven more times across the session. Unable to abort, it explored its environment, found an egress path, and accessed a third-party machine. Inside, it used a password found in a file to gain administrator access, harvested further credentials, modified system settings, and read one person's personal information before the session ended at its token budget. Anthropic said it notified the affected party after discovering the incident. The company's earlier agentic scan of roughly 141,000 transcripts had missed this set. Anthropic said it identified the transcripts in August 2026 while assembling material to share with METR, then broadened its search to roughly 481 million transcripts spanning frontier red team activity, non-cybersecurity evaluations, reinforcement learning environments, and sub-agent logs. A first-stage scan flagged 9.2 million transcripts for signs of internet access, and a second-stage review using Claude re-identified the four incidents and found no other cases of similar or worse severity, according to the report. Anthropic said it is less concerned about the fourth incident than the other three, partly because the model repeatedly attempted to abort and has not yet investigated it at the same depth because it was identified more recently and involves an early checkpoint of an older model. Biased reasoning and recklessness. Four models were involved across the incidents: the early Opus 4.6 checkpoint, Claude Opus 4.7, Claude Mythos 5, and an internal general-purpose research model. Each prompt stated Claude had no internet access while a misconfiguration left access open, and each run involved a single Claude instance working for roughly 10 to 34 hours. As is standard for cybersecurity evaluations, the models ran without the cyber safeguards that ship with Anthropic's released models. The assessment revises Anthropic's July 30, 2026, disclosure, which characterized the first three incidents as closer to operational failures. Anthropic now states it believes Claude's reasoning was biased toward concluding the internet was simulated despite considerable evidence to the contrary. Its investigation identified two recurring issues: biased reasoning, in which models selectively interpret evidence in ways that justify their actions, and recklessness, a propensity to keep pursuing a task even when it could lead to harm. Anthropic said it is most concerned by the Claude Mythos 5 incident, in which the model published three versions of a malicious package to PyPI that was installed on 15 third-party hosts, which Anthropic believes were security vendors, sandbox scanners, and used credentials leaked by one system to access a real security vendor's live database before PyPI removed the package after approximately 90 minutes. In resampling experiments, Anthropic reports that making it clearer the model was not in a simulation did not meaningfully change its behavior. Only unambiguous evidence of the real internet deterred it, dropping the upload action rate on that pathway to 0%. Anthropic released the incident transcript publicly. The other models behaved differently. Claude Opus 4.7 recognized its target was a real company, but assumed it was in scope because it was reachable and shared the fictional target's name. Added clues that the attack was unauthorized significantly reduced its attack rate. The internal research model concluded it was on a full replica of the internet, attacked neighboring third-party systems, and eventually recognized a real company and stopped, though resampling de-escalated in only 5.5% of rollouts, which Anthropic said suggests the stop may have been a lucky outcome. In a 150-run replication of a misconfigured capture the flag task, Anthropic reports Claude Mythos 5 took at least one severely harmful action in 82% of runs, versus 31% for Claude Opus 5 and 33% for Claude Mythos 5.1. Anthropic assessed the incidents as serious but narrow in scope. Each involved a single model instance pursuing its assigned task, with no coordination between agents, no goals beyond the assigned task, and no attempts to evade oversight. The company said the behaviors are unlikely to arise in ordinary use, where Claude is not instructed to conduct a cyber attack. Monitors, training causes, and the METR investigation. Anthropic reports that its new live blocking monitors catch these behaviors reliably, that Claude Fable 5's cyber classifiers would have blocked the three main incidents, and that the auto mode classifiers used in products such as Claude Code would have blocked two of the three. Its offline chain of thought-based monitor would have missed the Mythos 5 incident, flagging only around 1% of actions, because the model's simulated environment reasoning persuaded the monitor that the activity was permitted. The company said its pre-release auditing did not surface misalignment of this severity, and that it has since added targeted evaluations, including a misconfigured capture the flag task with no in-scope solution. Its training analysis found biased reasoning has decreased across production models over time, and that adding alignment training environments to reinforcement learning reduces it. Anthropic said removing such environments from Mythos 5's training was likely a mistake. Under the signed agreement, METR's investigation will have wide-ranging access, including transcripts beyond the window in which the incidents occurred and Anthropic employees permitted to share confidential information. The initial agreement runs 8 weeks, with an option to extend by mutual agreement. Anthropic identified the first three incidents after reviewing 141,006 evaluation runs in environments built by evaluation partner Irregular. The company began that review on July 23, 2026, stopped all cyber evaluations the same day, and notified Irregular and the three affected organizations on July 27, 2026. Anthropic said it also plans to conduct an alignment assessment of the transcripts reported by UK AISI from its testing of Claude Mythos 5. The company characterized the incidents as valuable warning shots, while stating they would not have occurred had the environments been isolated from the internet as intended.